Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Anxious Attachment Recovery. The 8-Step Plan by Chase Hill is a self-help and personal development guide focused on anxious attachment and the relationship anxiety that often comes with it. Positioned as a practical program, the book organizes its guidance into an 8-step plan aimed at helping readers stop worrying, reduce overthinking, and feel more secure in close relationships. Rather than treating anxious attachment as a fixed identity, it frames it as a pattern of thoughts, emotions, and behaviors that can be reshaped through training, reflection, and consistent practice. Across the plan, Hill emphasizes skills that are immediately usable in everyday situations, including strategies to interrupt obsessive spirals, communicate needs even when feeling vulnerable, and set boundaries without damaging connection. The book also highlights tools associated with mindfulness and emotional regulation, including a simple meditation practice intended to support empathy and calmer relating. Overall, its purpose is to help readers build stability, confidence, and healthier relationship habits through structured, repeatable steps. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding anxious attachment and how it shows up in daily relationship life. A central focus of the book is clarifying what anxious attachment looks like in real time, especially the internal experience of uncertainty and the urge to seek reassurance. The core pattern is not simply caring deeply, but feeling destabilized when closeness seems threatened, then reacting through worry, overanalyzing, and sensitivity to cues such as delayed replies or changes in tone. The book frames these reactions as understandable and learned, not as evidence that a person is broken or incapable of healthy love. By naming common triggers and the typical chain reaction that follows, it helps readers separate facts from interpretations and emotions from predictions. This matters because anxious attachment often turns ambiguity into a threat, leading to behaviors that constrain connection, such as repeated checking, people-pleasing, or pushing for certainty that a partner cannot always provide. The 8-step structure reinforces the idea that change is built through skill development, including noticing early signs of activation and responding differently. The overall message is that greater security is possible when readers learn to recognize their patterns and practice new ways of regulating, thinking, and communicating. Secondly, breaking overthinking loops by training attention and interrupting anxious spirals. Overthinking is treated as a key maintenance mechanism of anxious attachment. The book emphasizes practical ways to hit the brakes on obsessive thoughts that can ruin the day and erode joy, especially when the mind locks onto questions that cannot be answered immediately. Instead of debating every scenario or scanning for hidden meaning, readers are encouraged to develop interruption strategies that reduce escalation and restore agency. One concrete tool highlighted in the book is the use of quick, portable exercises such as short confidence boosters designed to shift state and stop the momentum of rumination. The broader idea is that anxious thinking can be redirected through consistent practice, using structured prompts and mental habits that bring the focus back to what is controllable. The book also points to the value of distinguishing productive problem solving from analysis paralysis, since the latter creates the feeling of doing something while actually amplifying fear. By repeatedly practicing interruption and refocusing, readers can weaken the automatic link between trigger and spiral, making space for calmer interpretation, better choices, and more stable connection with partners and loved ones. Thirdly, addressing limiting beliefs that drive insecurity and reassurance seeking. Another important thread in the 8-step approach is the role of subconscious or deeply held beliefs that keep anxious attachment active. The book describes how worry and insecurity can be self-perpetuating when a person carries assumptions such as being unlovable, easily replaced, or responsible for keeping others close at any cost. These beliefs influence how events are interpreted, turning normal relationship fluctuations into perceived proof of abandonment. Hill emphasizes the importance of identifying these internal narratives and disrupting them so they do not automatically dictate behavior. This is presented as a form of retraining, where readers learn to notice what belief is being activated, question whether it is accurate, and choose a response aligned with long-term security rather than short-term relief. When limiting beliefs stay unchallenged, reassurance seeking may feel necessary, but it often brings only temporary calm before the next trigger. By working at the belief level, readers can reduce the intensity of activation and rely less on external validation. The purpose is not to suppress emotion, but to change the meaning assigned to emotion so fear does not automatically become a command to act in ways that undermine trust and self-respect. Fourthly, setting healthy boundaries and saying no without guilt. The book positions boundaries as a practical foundation for secure relating, especially for readers whose anxious attachment leads to over-accommodating others. When fear of conflict or rejection is high, people may agree too quickly, tolerate discomfort, or neglect their own needs, then later feel resentment and increased anxiety. Hill includes guidance on setting boundaries that protect mental space without intentionally hurting others or damaging relationships. This approach treats boundaries not as walls but as clear signals about what supports mutual respect and emotional safety. To make boundary setting more actionable, the book provides examples of ready-to-use language, including a set of proven phrases for declining requests without guilt. This is important because anxious attachment can make refusal feel dangerous, even when it is reasonable. By giving readers practical scripts and a framework for boundary decisions, the book reduces the cognitive load in emotionally charged moments. Over time, practicing boundaries can strengthen self-trust, lower chronic stress, and make closeness feel less like a performance. The goal is healthier reciprocity, where connection is maintained through honesty and respect rather than constant self-sacrifice. Lastly, communication and emotional regulation tools that support secure connection, a recurring promise of the 8-step plan, is helping readers communicate their feelings effectively. Even when they feel shaky or vulnerable inside, anxious attachment often creates a dilemma. Strong needs for closeness coexist with fear that expressing those needs will push others away. Alongside communication, it highlights emotional regulation methods associated with mindfulness, including a simple meditation practice described as supporting empathy and making it easier to give and receive love. While the book is not presented as a clinical manual, it leans into skills that can be practiced repeatedly, noticing activation, grounding before responding, and expressing needs in a way that invites collaboration rather than defensiveness. The intention is to reduce reactive patterns such as protesting, mind reading, or repeatedly seeking confirmation, and replace them with steadier, more direct conversation. When emotional regulation and communication improve together, partners can navigate uncertainty with less drama and more understanding. This combination helps readers build intimacy that feels safer because it is based on clarity, self-awareness, and respectful requests rather than fear-driven urgency. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who recognize themselves in relationship anxiety patterns, such as overanalyzing communication, feeling chronically unsure of where they stand, or struggling with a constant pull toward reassurance. It is also relevant for people who tend to people-please, avoid setting limits, or feel guilty when prioritizing their own needs, since the book treats boundaries as a key ingredient of security. The practical benefit is its emphasis on usable tools, techniques to interrupt obsessive spirals, short exercises to shift emotional state, and clear language to support healthier communication and saying no, those looking for an approachable, structured path may appreciate the 8-step format because it frames change as a series of repeatable practices rather than a vague promise of transformation. Compared with many attachment-themed books that lean heavily on theory or background explanation, Hill positions this as an action-oriented plan focused on everyday moments, texts, triggers, conversations, and choices. It stands out in the self-improvement category by combining relationship-focused guidance with tools associated with mindfulness and cognitive and emotional habit change. Readers who want a straightforward, skills-based starting point for moving from anxious patterns towards steadier connection are likely to find it most useful. If you would like to support Chase Hill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.